This is Dave Gloetz. Welcome to another in my series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader and who's here with me today. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Thank you, David.
Today we're talking about your article titled, What to Tell an Alderman Who Fibs to You About TIFs, that's in the print edition of the Reader, or Chicago Property Tax 101 in the online edition of the Reader for October 27th, 2011. And in this article, you explain why tax increment financing districts in Chicago result in higher property taxes. And you give concrete examples of how much tax money gets diverted and to where. It looks to me like a pretty good primer on tax increment financing. You've given several primers over the years.
Is it primer or primer? I've always mispronounced
it. It depends what part of the country you're from.
Oh, okay.
You're from the east, as I recall.
Yes, that's where
I am. So I'm guessing in the east, like especially in New England, they would say prima.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's called. I just always get mixed up. Those words I trip over. I never go, like the founder of Apple, for some reason I want to call him Jobs. And everybody's always telling me, it's Jobs. So I'm sorry to go on that tangent.
Well, from his native Britain, it probably would be Jobs.
He's not from Britain.
I'm making that up. Now that he's dead, we could just make up stuff about him.
Okay.
You write that the Chicago Teachers Union has been trying to persuade aldermen to support the return of tax increment financing money to Chicago public schools. Mm-hmm. I've heard from the mayor and his staff that the city's budget shortfalls are structural. In other words, the city's current structure pretty much ensures that expenses will always exceed revenues annually, and that one-time fixes such as raiding TIF funds don't address the long-term need to radically reduce expenses. I have a certain reaction to that, and I'm wondering what yours is.
It's much like the disingenuousness of the argument put forth by Alderman O'Connor. That's the main point of my story. When it comes to discussing TIFs and the budget, you really can't believe anything anybody in power tells you. Dave, I know I've said this over and over again, but it's all self-serving and it's all intended to keep the program the way it is so that they, the people in power, control the way the money's spent. The reality is, if you wanted to have true reform, to use that misused word, of the city's budget process, the first thing you do is eradicate most, if not all, the TIFs in Chicago because they screw up tremendously our whole property tax system, as I point out in this story, and they essentially force the taxing bodies, the schools, the parks, etc., to increase the tax rate and force us to pay more taxes so that the TIFs can be fed. So if you truly had a reform mayor, which of course Rahm Emanuel is not, who wanted to modernize and make our system more effective, the first thing he would do is get rid of these TIFs. But that's not in his best political interest because that would give up control over this slush fund, so we're not going to get it.
So that argument, that the one I described, is sort of a bait and switch because, yes, it might be a short-term fix just to, you know, dip into existing TIF funds to put a Band-Aid on the budget, but that ignores the larger possibility of, well, you could stop creating these TIF districts and you wouldn't be siphoning off the tax dollars to begin with. And that would be a structural change.
Absolutely. It's a complete bait and switch. Absolutely. He's ignoring the real issue at hand by concentrating on an irrelevant issue. Now, the fact is, at a time of budget crisis, when the alternative is to close libraries or reduce their hours or fire librarians, it doesn't make sense to have millions of dollars sitting in a TIF reserve. And so the game that he plays is he threatens to fire librarians, gets the public in an uproar over it, and then comes to the rescue and says, well, I've listened to the people. I'll take this money out of reserves and spend it. And then he's effectively able to do all the other horrible things in the budget that he's doing. So you make your budget horrendous, and then you concede a point that you were probably going to concede all along, and then you get what you want. So
good negotiating tactic.
Yes, absolutely. So he's a clever guy, Rahm Emanuel, but he's clearly not a reformer.
I'm wondering, going forward, I heard that you were going to speak to the occupants of LaSalle Street, the Occupy Chicago or the Occupy LaSalle Street activists this coming weekend. Are you going to talk about tax increment financing?
Yeah.
How about a preview, a teaser here?
A teaser? Okay. Well, I was invited. I can't believe this. I was invited by the Occupy Chicago folks to come down to the corner. I think it's LaSalle and Jackson. Don't quote me on that. And speak to the assemblage. I don't know who will be there or how many. And they tell me that I'm going to be speaking through a megaphone. So it'd be pretty interesting. It's kind of difficult to get people to understand this program if you're just speaking to them one-on-one, but on a street corner with a megaphone, it would be an interesting challenge. So we're kind of looking forward to it. It should be pretty fun.
So you are going to talk about TIFF.
Yeah, they asked me to come and talk about TIFFs. The Occupy Wall Street movement has led to the Occupy Chicago movement. And I give them credit. They're not only talking about larger nationwide issues, as the Occupy Wall Street people are, but they're also focusing on the local issues and how, on a local level, our system beings twist and turn and distorted to benefit the wealthiest at the disadvantage of the great majority of people. So what more obvious example than the TIFF program, which is a program intended for the poorest of the poor and ends up funding the richest of the rich? So yeah, I look forward to that. I tell you, Dave, when we first started doing this program, when was that? 2007?
It'll be our fourth year anniversary in about a week or two.
Yes, and we are going to Rush Street and we'll be overturning cars and having fun.
Can we have a cake?
Yeah, we'll have a cake and we'll eat it too. But it just was it was almost like a cult of the TIFF. It was the two of us discussing TIFFs, and I remember you urging people to read more about it and go online. And now we've done a pretty good job of spreading the news and spreading the word about it. And so, yeah, people on street corners talking about TIFFs.
Out of megaphones.
And you know what? Maybe one of these days, the Chicago Tribune will even report about it. How about that, Dave?
Maybe you'll be in the Tribune on Sunday after you've been on the street corner.
I really doubt that, but one can only dream.
Brandon Jurofsky of the Chicago Reader, thank you for joining me today.
That's very good, Dave.
This is Dave Glowatz. You've been listening to my interview with Ben Jurofsky. If you'd like to hear more of my interviews with Ben, check back at MrRadio.org or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.